Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masachet Berachot Daf Tzadi Tet Amudal Amud Bet. And this will be our final podcast of this, the 11th parak of Masachet Berachot. We're going to start with Mishnah Zayin. As we already saw in the previous podcast, Shnei Shulchanot Hayu Ba'ulam Bifnim Ba'Petach HaBayit, Echad Shel Shayish V'Echad Shel Zahav. As I pointed out then, even though the Girsa in our Gemara was that the first table was made of silver, here it is marble, and the other one is gold. Al Shel Shayish Notnim Lechem HaPanim Echitzato, Al Shel Zahav Etziyato. They would put the Lechem HaPanim on the marble table before they'd go in, and when they would take it out a week later, it would go on the gold table, Shmalim Ba'Kodesh V'Lo Moridin, and that's something that we already dealt with in the previous podcast. V'Echad Shel Zahav Mibifnim, of course, the main Shulchan, Shalav Lechem HaPanim Tamid. Now, here's what would happen. The four Kohanim would walk in to bring in the new bread. Two would be carrying the two starim, meaning each one would be carrying six loaves, and two of them would be carrying the two bazichim of Levona. Four Kohanim would walk in front of them, two to take the two starim from the old bread, and two to take the bazichim up to burn them. Those who are bringing in the new bread would stand on the north side, up against the wall, facing the south. The ones who would be taking off would be facing them, facing north. And according to Tanakama, there would be a synchronized pulling and pushing, that while the people are taking off the bread from last week, at that time the new one is getting slid in its place. Each tefach facing the other tefach. Shenemar lefanai tamid. It has to be always in front of Hashem, meaning according to Tanakama, there cannot be 1 second with the Shulchan not having bread. Rabbi Yossi or Mafilu Eilu Notnim Ve'Eilu Manichin, even if they would take it off and then the other guys would come in later and put it on, Afeita Tamid, that's still Tamid, because his notion is that as long as the Shulchan does not have one night without Lechem, it's okay. Yatzu Nanu Mal Shulchan Azav Shai Bulam, then when they would take out the old bread, they would put it on old, meaning the week old bread, they would put it on the gold table in the Ulam. And then Iktiru HaBazichin, then while it was on the gold table, they would take the Bazichin, burn them on the maracha outside, on the outside mizbeach, and then they would give the chalot out to the kohanim. Chal Yom Kippurim liyot b'Shabbat. If Yom Kippurim fell on Shabbat, so they can't eat, hachalot min chalkot l'erev. They'd give out the chalot that night. Chal liyot b'erev Shabbat. If Yom Kippur fell on erev Shabbat, and there's a tangent, sa'ir shel Yom Kippurim. This is the regular sa'ir l'chatat, not the sa'ir l'Hashem that goes inside, because that's never eaten. The sa'ir shel Yom Kippurim ne'achal l'erev. You eat it that night on Shabbat. V'bavli'im ochlim oto k'shuchai. But the bavli'im, because in this case, it couldn't be cooked, Therefore, they wanted to avoid cooking it more than necessary because it's Yom Kippur and then it's Shabbat. The Bavliim, or the Kohanim who would come up from Bavel, would eat it somewhat raw or rare, because they are very rough guys. They are very earthy, if you will. Now, Tanya, Biosi Omer, Biosi's position about the lechem is afilu selegtai shana shachrit v'sederta chalasha arvit. As I mentioned, even if you took the old bread off in the morning and put the new one on in the late afternoon, ein b'chachlum, tamid, what's tamid? Shleyalin shochan below lechem, that the shochan should not have an overnight without bread. Amar Rav Yami, midvarav shor b'yosi l'man nilmod, a very famous application of Rav Yossi's principle. Afilo shana adam ela perek achad shachrit uferek achad arvit. You're supposed to be studying Torah all day and all night. But according to Rav Yossi, as long as you studied one chapter in the morning, one chapter in the evening, kiyem mitzvat lo yamush sefer Torah zavipicha. Because if you use the pasuk, when Hashem charges Yoshua, the words of the Torah should never depart from your mouth day or night, as a command, he said, you fulfill that command if you studied one thing in the morning, one thing in the evening, just like with the Shulchan. Even by saying Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening, you fulfilled that. You're not allowed to publicize that among the ignorant people, because the notion is they're going to say, I don't have to study anything more. Either that, or they will totally disregard study because they'll say it's not important. Rava Amar, the opposite. Mitzvah Amar B'fnei Amaretz, because, as Rashi points out, they'll say, oh, if I get such a reward for studying so little, I'll try studying some more, and I'll be inspired. Very famous story. Shal ben Dama ben Achotosh Rabbi Shmuel, this nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked him a very chutzpahic question. Gona nisha lamati kol ha-Torah kula. I've studied all of Torah. May I study Chochma Yevanit, which may be Greek language, maybe Greek philosophy. It's machloket. It's a very unclear because of a story that we heard earlier in Masachet about the pig being brought over the wall, the sugya at the end of Sota. Karala Mikrazet. What did Rabbi Shmuel answer? Or at least in reference to this question, he said, blowing past Rabbi Yossi's permission, if you will, and reading it literally, that you have to be studying Torah day and night, he said, go find me a moment that's neither day nor night. That's when you could study Chochma Yevanit. In the meantime, any time that's either day or night, you have to be studying Torah. But this entire approach of reading the Pasuk in Yehoshua as a command is at odds with Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Shmuel Rachmani am Rabbi Yonatan, he quotes Rabbi Yonatan, he quotes him often. Pasuk zein olo chova velo mitzvah ela bracha. It's not an obligation, it's not a mitzvah, it is a bracha. Ra'akonesh brachot Yehoshua shdivei Torah chavivim alav biyoter. Hashem saw that Yehoshua really loved Torah. Shenemar, shoto Yehoshua bin Nun nar lo emush mitocha oel. He saw that Yehoshua bin Nun never left Moshe's tent. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehoshua, kol kach chavim alecha divrei Torah, you love Torah so much, lo'emush sefer Torah zem picha, the Torah will never leave your mouth. It's a bracha. Tan Rabbi Shmuel, divrei Torah lo yu alecha chova. He had a different take. Do not relate to the words of Torah as if they are an obligation. But nonetheless, you are not allowed to exempt yourself from the words of Torah. Meaning, on the one hand, you should not relate to them as an obligation in the sense that it is onerous, but on the other hand, that doesn't mean that you should treat it lightly and be exempt from it. If he has enticed you from a very narrow place to a wide place, is it not established beneath? What does that mean? God is not like people. The way of the world is that people try to entice each other to do bad things, to go from a way of life, a proper way, to go the improper way. Kodesh Baruch Hu mesit adam darkei mita darkei chayim. God entices you to leave ways of perdition, to lead you to a way of everlasting life. Shenemar v'tchad pitzar, meaning he's seducing you away from the narrow mouth. What's that? Migehinom shepiatzar sha'ashnat savur b'tocha, from Gehenom, which has this narrow mouth because the smoke is all in there. V'shema tomar k'shem shepiatzar kach kulatzara. You might think that just like the entrance to Gehenom is tzar, the whole thing is narrow. Tamalomar ha'emik herchiv, in this pasuk in Yeshaya about the hell waiting for the evil king, seemingly a reference to the king of Ashur, he says that he has made it deep and wide. You think it's not there for a melech? I'm a Tamil Chacham. I'm not going to go there. Tamil Omar, Gam Hila Melech Uchan. It's also for the king. Shemar Ein Ba Itzim. You think there's no fire there, no wood there to keep the fire going? Tamil Omar, Mudurata Eish Va Itzim Harbei. There's lots of wood there to keep the fire going. Shema Tomar Zeus Chara, and if you think that's the one reward I have for studying Torah, then I'm not going to go to Gehenna. Tamalomar v'nachat shulchan chamalei deshim. The end of the pasuk is that God's going to put lots of nice things on your table, meaning not just save you from Gehenna, but also give you lots of nice things. Okay, Chayu Kippur in the Yopi Shabbat, Tzera Rabbah Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan. We heard at the end of the Mishnah about the Bavlim who would eat this meat somewhat raw. He said, Lo Bavlim heim, Ela Aksandrim heim. They're not Babylonians, they're Alexandrians. But because in Eretz Yisrael they had so much distaste for the Bavlim, Bavlim, they would call these Alexandrians Babylonians. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Bavlim Heim Alexandrim Heim. Rabbi Yossi gave this explanation. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yossi, Tanuach Datcha Sheinachta Dati. You should feel good because you made me feel good. Because Rabbi Yehuda came from a family that originally came from Bavel, and he thought that his family was being insulted, that they used to come up and eat meat this way. It turns out that it wasn't them, it was other people. But in a way, it's kind of insulting because even though it wasn't them, it was they were the ones who were, shall we say, charged with it. Okay, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Chet, presents us with three different scenarios where the bread and the bazichim are not done in the right time and how it plays out. So first of all, Siderat Alachem Shabbat Veta Bazichin Lachar Shabbat, if they put the bread on Shabbat, but they didn't put the bazichin down until, let's say, Motzei Shabbat or Sunday, Victorat Bazichin is Shabbat, and the next Shabbat they burned the bazichin, but the bazichin weren't there the whole time. Bazichin, the cups that hold the Levona, Pasul, the whole thing is Pasul. The bread carries no possibility of pigul or notar, or if somebody's tamen eats it, then they're not in violation, because those things only apply to things that in the right circumstances may be eaten. And these could never be eaten because they were done improperly. Let's say you set the whole thing upon Shabbat, but you waited a week plus a day to burn the bazichin, psula, and again, again, because the bazichin weren't done in the right time, the whole thing is pasul, and none of that applies. Now, this is one we saw earlier. Let's say you set the whole thing up on Sunday, and you burned the bazichin on Shabbat, which means it was there only 6 days, and only one Shabbat, part of one Shabbat, psula. But here you have a fix. Ketzad yaseh, what should you do on Thursday when you figure it out? Yanichen al Shabbat haba, let it sit there for another week. Shafilu hi al shochan yamim rabim ein b'chach klum. Theoretically, the lechem could be there for weeks on end, as long as there's always lechem on the shochan. So therefore, you could leave it there longer. After all, you've already missed that first week by putting it on Sunday. So therefore, let it sit there for 13 days and take it off the next Shabbat and burn it, and you're good to go. All right, we're going to see this last point is problematic, and we're going to do this for what we call a side door sugya. Tana Tam, the first two Mishnayot of the third parak of Yoma report the following. Amar lahem amamuneh, and remember the Mishnayot there, describe the entire day of Yom Kippur, and much of it is about things that are not unique to Yom Kippur, like the Korban HaTamid. So, Tzu'uru im higia zman shchita, go up and look and see if the time for Shchitat HaTamid, first light, has come. He would see it and he would say, Barkoi, light has come. Matityah ben Shmuel Omer, he had a different statement. He said, they would say, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, the entire eastern sky has gotten light. Ad Shebechevron, and they would ask, all the way to Chevron, Vehu Omer Hain, yes, all the way to Chevron, it's light. V'lama Utzuch Luchach, why do they need this whole system? Shepamachat, this is all in the Mishnah. Alam Ma'or Alvana, the moon rose in the middle of the night. They thought that the sun was coming. They shechted the tamid. They realized it was the middle of the night, and they had to burn the whole korban. And then, by the way, by the time they finished all that, it was still early enough that it was time for the Kohen Gadol to go to the Beit HaTfilah. Zaklal ayav mikdash kol amesich et raglav ta'un tfilah cholitil mayim ta'un kidushat em raglayim. That's not our concern. The part that is our concern is about this announcement of how early it is. By the way, that mention of the Kohen Gadol going to the Beit HaTfilah may just be the next step in Avodat Yom Kippurim and not connected to the time that they made the mistake. But here's the issue. Tani avuad Rabbi Avin, lo zubavad, it's not only if you bring the tamid early, afilo olata of shenim lekabalayla, if you did malika on olata of at night, umincha shenim metzabalayla, this is the part we care about, if you did kmitza on a mincha at night, tzeitzelevet asrifa, the whole thing has to get burned up, and you gotta bring another one. Now, bishtama olata of, shlav shaladura, you can't get it back, you cut its head off, that's finished. Minchav shadavahadar komets the duchte, vikomets be a mama. What's the problem? You did a kometz, you realize that it's nighttime, just dump it back into the original mincha, wait for daytime, and do another kmitza. Why are you stuck? Why do you have to burn it? So, utani lavu amar la, so Rabbi Avua bar Avin raised the question, and then gave the answer. Klei shart mekachin shalobis manan. And that is that a klei shart is mekadesh even when it's not in the proper time. So therefore, even though you put the kometz into the kli sharet, the second kli sharet for burning the kometz, at nighttime, which is not the right time, it's still mekadesh. Once it's mekadesh, it's too late. You can't put it back, and therefore, you're done. So watch the challenge to this. Meitevei kol akar bayom kadosh bayom. Anything that's offered during the day becomes kadosh when you put it in during the day. Balayla kadosh balayla, ben bayom balayla kadosh ben bayom balayla. Anything that's brought both day and night could be kadosh, could kadosh in both those times, which means kol akar bayom kadosh bayom bayom in balayla lo, which means that if you put something that can only be done during the day in a kli at night, it's not mit kadosh. So why did Rabbi Avua why did he bring this challenge from the why did he add on the mincha onto the list of these things? After all, if you put the kometz into the kli sharet at night, it shouldn't be mekadesh at all. Put it back. So he answered as follows. Eno kadosh li karev. You're right. If you put it in the wrong time, it's not kadosh that you can be makrivit. Aval kadosh li pasel, but it is sanctified enough that it's now pasul. You can't pull it back. So motiv Rabbi Zeira. Here we go. Siderat alecha met habazichin achar Shabbat v'tirat habazichin Shabbat pasula. It said yaseh chal Shabbat habaash afidu al shochan yemei rabim mechaklum. The end of our Mishnah, which gives you advice: let the lechem sit on the shochan for an extra week. But if you think they're Mekadesh Shalobiz Manan, Liktush Vili Pasel, when you put it on Sunday, it should be Mekadesh, and now it's Pasul, because of Lina. So Amarava Manda Kamotiv Shapar Kamotiv. He said, that's a good challenge. Avod Rabbi Avin, Nami Matnita Kamar. He said, the answer is, but Rabbi Avin's father also was bringing a braita. He wasn't making it up himself, so he's got to be basing himself on something when he said that a mincha has the same problem. The answer is kasavra laila in mechusar zman, that laila is not called mechusar zman, meaning if you put it the night before, it's already kadosh enough to become pasul. Hayamim mechusar in zman, but if it's several days before, that's so distant that it's not mekadesh. So if you put something in a kli that's supposed to go there on Shabbat, and you put it on the Sunday before, it's so distant it's not mekadesh, and therefore you can let it sit. Well, it's fine, but sof, kimati leil yeh devei shimshi, when Friday night comes, likudut shvili pasel. Good, but we told you when you put it on Sunday, let it sit there all the way for Shabbat and another week. But Friday night, it becomes kadosh and it's pasul belina. So Amarava Kshigadam Silek must be a case where you took the bread off, let's say on Thursday or Friday, and then brought it back Shabbat day. So it was not on the Shulchan Friday night. Mazutavi Temrav Ashi Amar, he said, no, you don't have to say that. Afilu Tem Shalokidem Silek. You don't need to have that scenario, which is not in our Mishnah, and it's not part of the advice. Kevan Sidrosh Shalokamitzvato, since you put it on incorrectly originally, Nasakan Kamisha Sidrakov, it's as if some monkey put it up there. Meaning it's as if it was done by itself. In other words, you put it up incorrectly days before. Now when night comes, it's not as if you put it up there that it's mitkadesh, because it's too early and it's nighttime, it's just sitting there. And therefore when the proper time comes, it kicks in. Okay, the last Mishnah of this parak shows again shtei alechem against lechem apanim, what the minimum or maximum days between baking and eating is. Shtei alechem, of course, are eaten on Shavuot. They're not baked on Shavuot. They're baked erev Shavuot. So shtei alechem nechalot en pachot mishnayim v'lo yoter shlosha. They are never eaten on the day they're baked. They may be eaten on the second day, or they may be eaten on the third day. Ketzad nafot mi'erev yom tov. You bake them on erev yom tov. Nechalot b'yom tov l'shnayim. On yom tov, it's the second day. Chal Yom Tov Leot Achar Shabbat, but if, let's say, Yom Tov is after Shabbat, let's say Shabbat is on Friday, is how do you call it? Yom Tov is on Sunday. Nechalot L'Shtosha, then you bake it on Friday, and you eat it on Sunday, which is the third day. Lechem HaPanim Ne'achal Ein Pachot Mitosha V'lo Yoter Al Chadasar. According to Tanakama, Lechem HaPanim is eaten at least as 9 days old, and no more than 11 days old. Ketzad. In a normal case, nafa mi'erev Shabbat, you bake it on Friday. Nechal b'Shabbat l'tisha, you eat it the next Shabbat, which is the ninth day. Chal Yom Tov liyot erev Shabbat, if Yom Tov is Friday, nechal asara, you don't bake it on Friday, you bake it on Thursday, so it's the tenth day. Shnei Yom Tov mishal Rosh Hashanah, if you have both days of Rosh Hashanah, which we already know in the Mishnah, they practice 2 days Yom Tov. Nechal achar asar, then you would bake it on Wednesday and eat it the next Shabbat, 11 days. Couldn't be any longer. Eino dochelo et haShabbat v'lo t'Yom Tov. And we see that you cannot bake it on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Shem Gamliel omer mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Askan. So he's quoting somebody who worked in the Mikdash. Dochet Yom Tov, you do it on Yom Tov, which means if Yom Tov was on Friday, you would bake lechem apanim, because after all, it's ochel nefesh. But you're right that if Yom Kippur is on Friday, you wouldn't bake it. So he says that the maximum days that you would have would be 10, and that's only if Yom Kippur would fall out on Friday, which in their calendar it could, in ours it can't. But if Yom Tov falls on Friday, you still bake it. Okay, Amar Ravina, Divrei Omer, Nidorim Davod, En Krevim B'Yom Tov. We have Machlokin and Chagigan and Beitza about whether or not you could bring voluntary offerings on Yom Tov. So according to the opinion that says you can't, Lo tem midoraita mich zechazu. Don't think that really midoraita you can. For Rabbanan hu degazu shelo yashe, that the Rabbanan made a decree, you can't bring it because we're afraid you're going to be lazy and say, I won't bring it now, I'm going to Fiyantif, I'll bring it on Yantif and do it then. And that's not nice. No, ela midoraita nami lochazu. The truth is that that position holds that midoraita you can't bring it. And the proof is that shtei alechem chovat hayomhu. Shtei alechem is not voluntary, it's an obligation of the day. For Lekel Rav Shemayashe, and you cannot apply the consideration. Maybe he'll delay bringing it till then. That's the only day you can bring it. And nonetheless, you can't do it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Which means, according to Tanakhama, the fact that you can't bake it on Yom Tov proves even Chavot HaYom don't violate Yom Tov. Certainly, Nedarim and Nedavot don't, and not because of Gzerat. Hadron Alach Shtei Alechem. We've completed our study of the 11th parak. Yitz Hashem, in the next podcast, we'll begin our study of the 12th parak, and we are very quickly coming to the end, towards the end of our really lovely and engaging Masechet Menachot. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.